Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Did you have a good Halloween? Or did you carve your pumpkins in late September and now you've got rotting mush on your doorstep or on your fence post? Speaking of rotting mush, my name's Lawrence Simon, and I've got Nardo the Cat with me, and we're going to do ourselves a 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. It's number 132. We've done that many of these. The topic for this week is clowns versus ninja. It looks like Justin's been hitting the old happy juice. By the way, check out Chivalry Bean. He does stuff on Twitter. He posted a photo of some backhoe or something smashing a carport. Scary stuff, man. Anyway, who's the winner this week? Who's coming up first? Who's going to be the first one? I think that's going to be Almost Shulman. He got the most votes last week. That's how we do it. You vote, and you see who comes out on top. Funny concept. Something about November 4th comes to mind. I don't know. Anyway, let's hear Almost's story. Now, he didn't record it, so it looks like I get to read it for you while Nardo bites my hand. So here goes.
The couple sat on opposite sides of the mahogany table. She with her lawyer, he with his. She glared at him. He studied his nails. He thought, I should have known this marriage would never work. We're always so different. But there was a burning passion there. He sighed. She sat perfectly still. She looked good in black, although you could only see her eyes. They made her leave her sword at the court entrance. He felt suddenly sad and blew his bulbous red nose, dabbed at his painted-on tear. Divorce proceedings can begin, said the judge. Clown versus ninja.
Whoa, that's some wicked stuff, man. Well, thank you, Almo. And, watch out, man. Those evil-natured robots. Those evil natured robots. Text for the story can be found in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorites up there. But you know what? Before you go voting, no early voting here. You need to go through the whole thing before you choose to vote. Unless you're deaf, then sure, you can base it on the text and the show notes. Sure, why not? But let's hold off until we hear the rest of these, all right? Okay? All right? Okay. She may be neck deep in NaNoWriMo by now, but she's still got time to come back to the old homestead here, looking around and thinking, when was the last time I did a hodgepodge point? That's right, it's Liana. I thought the medicine was working.
Hey, everyone. A very tired Liana here from somewhere in the universe, and I'm flying solo on this intro today, so you'll have to bear with me. For this week's challenge number 132, Clowns versus Ninja, I have the following story titled, Not Funny, Silent Warrior. Corzo the psychotic clown barreled into the fight between clowns and ninjas. His rage rang out in a deep yell and constant squeaking of his bicycle horn. Heraku, the feathered ninja, so light on his feet no one believed he truly touched the ground, somersaulted before the clown, his sword drawn, edge out. Corzo stopped just 5 feet short of bursting through the ninja's gut. The front of his near-empty shoes still jiggled from the speed of his run. Heraku bowed, eyes remaining on the clown, and whispered, "Prepare to fight." Ugh. This is awful. I'm going back to NaNoWriMo. Bye.
You know, I should put that in a promo. Thank you, Liana, for that wonderful story and final testimony for this wonderful and endless podcast. Check out more from Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. It's updated just as frequently as Tom's I don't even remember what Tom's podcast is called.
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. We got Jeffrey Haidt and, crap, I haven't finished this story. You know that story I did earlier this week on the cosmic battery? You know, the one piece of the iron from the gates of heaven and iron from the gates of hell and that thing? That's actually part of a 700-word story I've got. I'm trying to get a little bigger. Just a little bigger. And trying to get it just right. It started off as a story of the cosmic lockpick, where the song of the soda jerk comes in, where the this fallen angel devil thing goes from soda machine to soda machine, like gates across the universe. Not too sure why there are soda machines across the universe, but this explains it all. But anyway, Jeff of Great Heights is here, and let's hear what he's got for us.
This is Jeffrey Haidt with another 100-word story entry. This week's prompt was Clown versus Ninja. Thanks a lot, Justin. I call this one Clown Boy. Are you the ninja or the clown? The director said, looking at his clipboard. You can't tell, man, I answered. Well, you have black on, so I could assume you're the ninja. But what is with the big floppy shoes? He stifled a yawn. Come on, man. I'm a ninja clown. I crouched in my most menacing ninja stance. Then I worked the squirt flower. What? A ninja clown. Maybe I should go with Clown Ninja. I don't know. What do you think? I asked. Personally, I think you need to find a new line of work. Next! This has been Clown Boy. If you enjoyed this story, please go out to greatheights.blogspot.com and enjoy the rest of the stories. If you're so inclined, please join in the contest, where 100 words is only the beginning. And until next time.
Is only beginning. I'm still not happy with the 700 that I have, man. All right? It takes me a while to actually write more than 100. I get to 101 and I freeze. I freeze, man! It's like, you know, you gotta go to the bathroom, but you're standing there and it's like pressure's on and just can't do it, man. Just can't do it! A little sympathy here. All right, next up is, let's see, we had Jeff. So let's go to Ashley Redden now. Okay, this is where I'm going to... Ashley, okay, I'm sorry they did not include my gender with the previous email. As it turned out, I'm a guy. I told my wife after I listened to the podcast, and she was quite shocked to hear that I'm a girl. It all goes downhill from here. All right, folks, look, if there are going to be lawsuits over gender identity issues, okay, just... I'll give you all the addresses. You can, you know, work it out as a class action thing, all right? Here we go with Ashley.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ashley. And hopefully I'm not a rookie anymore since this is my second week to participate. Well, first of all, I'm a guy. And I need to apologize to Lawrence because sometimes I forget that my name is considered gender specific in most places, and I forgot to inform him of that in the email. It appears that my parents were not without some considerable sense of humor. Anyway, I digress. My story this week is called Virtual Combatants, and it goes a little something like this. To one side, he stands slightly hunched and a spectacle for all to see. He wears his bulbous shoes, puffy striped gloves, and a perfectly round, bright red nose with pride. In his hands, he wields a seltzer bottle, cocked and ready. Opposite from him, she stands, resplendent in her matte black attire, weapons bristling from every unseen pouch and strapped gaudily across her back. Proudly wearing the black mask of the assassin, she stands erect, proud, and full of potential lethality. Soon the war will begin in earnest. Afterwards, the only winners will be the divorce court lawyer avatars. Well, that's my story. Hope you like it. Bye.
Thank you, Ashley, for understanding. And I would publicly humiliate and shame myself further, but how could I publicly humiliate and shame myself any further than I do now? Next up is Justin Space Turtle. Actually, hold on. Hold on. I've got something here. Get into the BlackBerry here and go into the media settings and go into the ringtones. My ringtone on my phone. Here we go.
Meow, Space Turtle.
You see? It's my ringtone on my phone. Isn't that cool? I told you I'd do it, and I did it, because I got this 4-gig chip for like $5 off of Woot, and I went ahead and did it, guys. It's about time I actually did something I promised I'd do. Anyway, it's Justin's topic this week, so let's see what he did with it with the home court advantage.
Meow. Space Turtle. This is an I won edition. As you may have just heard in the background, that was my wife, and she just slapped me for saying, okay, those are fake slaps. This is the weekly challenge. I won last time, and I picked the topic, and I picked ninjas versus clowns. According to the Ninja Handbook, clowns are actually ninjas' worst enemy. They're foes. They fight each other because clowns are evil, and they prey on innocent, defenseless children. This story is titled Best Ever.
Okay, kids, who wants a balloon hat? This clown is lame and scary. How about you, Timmy? It is your birthday, after all.
The clown twisted together some balloons. Little did the children know that the balloons would be twisted into an evil shape that would eat the mind of Timmy, feeding the clown. The clown raised the diabolical balloon hat to Timmy's head. Two bright glints of metal flew through the air, slicing through the balloons, popping them, then burying into the clown's chest. The clown toppled over, dead. The children cheered.
This is the best party ever, Timmy!
Thank you, Justin. And I thought this topic was gonna suck. Okay, I'll admit, there are times when I see a topic win, and I look and I think, oh, crap. It's like, no! But there are like 13 stories in this week. We're still in double digits. We haven't dipped below double digits in a long time. And a lot of you are like, you know, sticking with it, and some of you are like, I don't know, and others are like, yeah, I'm crazy, I'll try it. And I know that NaNoWriMo is going to drain a lot of you, but let me tell you. The best way, you're chugging out words for no reason, but with 100, you're like shaving the ice. Every word serves a purpose. Then again, with this story, a certain planet thought got obsessed with birthday clowns, for instance. And this is like when two women show up at a party with the same dress. There's gonna be a fight. Anyway. Thank you, Justin. And, congratulations on not being killed by that cherry picker backhoe. Those things are dangerous. Probably more dangerous. It may have been driven by a ninja, in fact. Now we have Tom, who will probably relate to us a whole bunch of really interesting statistics about this site that if I say, you know, we're interested in marketing this or sending out thank you notes or birthday gifts or Christmas gifts for people who are consistent in this. This would be the metrics that I would base it on. And then the ones that were like, you know, below efficiency, I would be like, we need to talk about your efficiency on the 100-word stories. This is not up, you know, you're up for review, and I'm not sure that, you know, you're really holding up, you know, the expectation. Are there issues at home that we need to, that you need to address? Is maybe switching to a different shift? Not that I would encounter anything like this. Anyway, here is Tom with his story.
Hello, my people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called Lemon Cream Equilibrium, and much of the story is derived from the script of the same name. The clown acknowledged the ninja's indiscretion, and so Pi Carta was chosen as a means to maintain honor. Through analyzing of thousands of recorded Pi fights, the clowns have determined that the geometric distribution of an antagonist in any Pi battle is a statistically predictable element. The Pi Carta treats the Pi as a total weapon. Each fluid motion represents a maximum kill zone, inflicting maximum damage on the maximum number of opponents, while keeping defender clear of the statistically traditional trajectories of return Pis. In 20 seconds, a 12-inch Pi tin was completely driven down the ninja's throat. Clown versus ninja. Ha!
Okay, that's an important lesson in the dynamic. I think I saw this on the Discovery Channel, in fact, where they were calculating the force generated by the Pi and the thing and that, and then they started going on NFL receivers and that kind of stuff. Very cool. Thank you, Tom. And I guess I should be keeping statistics on these. If I'm ever going to get a sponsor or market this stuff, I mean, sure, none have been knocking down the door after 3.5 years, but it could always start tomorrow. I could always be a sellout. I could always be a shameless whore. And I think that with the economy collapsing, advertising dollars are probably going to go up, especially with, say, local car dealerships, furniture. Bank loans. Bank loans. That's a booming business right now. Oh, yeah, and next week, I'm sure I'm going to start breaking in the political ads. There are a few runoff elections, right? Next up is Steven from Idea Trash. I'm not going to say the N-word. I'm not going to say the N-word. No. This podcast is explicit enough. All right? I'm not going to say the N-word. Steven from Idea Trash is here, and he's going to tell us a story, whether it involves nuclear things or not.
The antiseptic hospital stink makes it through the red rubber nose. He shuffles faster, seeing her outside his son's room. His ex-wife's distinctive braid swings over a black-clad shoulder, a katana across her back. He yells over the flapping of his oversized shoes, "A ninja in a hospital?"
"He likes ninjas."
"That was a year ago. Clowns make everyone happy." He realized that wasn't true as she hit him. Later, the police handcuffed them outside the room. Bobby beamed out, cancer forgotten at the spectacle of clowns fighting ninjas. His real smile was far bigger than the painted one.
"Oh, Bobby, he's just a little crazy, you know. He's just a kid. He's just a kid. He never had a chance. You know, he's got that cancer. There's no way to cure it. You know, he's totally screwed. He's stuck in the hospital."
What the hell am I doing? Thank you, Steven. You can check out more from Steven in the link in the show notes that says Steven from, and then his link. You know, I do that every week. And sometimes I get it wrong. And I point people to porn sites, or I point people like political ads, or point them to online coupons, which stores always say, "We don't accept these because they could be fake." Well, no shit, Sherlock. I mean, anything can be fake. I mean, geez, look at some, you know, when I go to the Randalls, that's right next to West University, fake comes in pairs. All right. Next up, we have the lovely and talented Philip. He is back. Did he record this week? I don't think he recorded last time. Oh, okay, good. I get to read one. He says, I have a cold. I don't feel very funny. Oh, Norval Joe. He needs to become NyQuil Joe. Yeah, I like that. NyQuil and Joe. Yeah, NyQuil in your coffee. Oh, yeah. Speaking of coffee. Oh, dude, this is going to be like Blackberry week on the podcast. Okay, we got the Space Turtle one. Here's a... Hold on. Here's my... This is my alarm clock. In the morning, my eyes are bloody red. Dreams of peaceful slumber still rattling in my head. Give me coffee, oh, cup of joe. I'm sure that Jay Lee and Joe Lindbeck and Greg Hinkle and all them are just excited to know that a guy pushing 40 is waking up to the sounds of their voice. Also, I'm probably waking up my wife to it, too. I mean, I know that there are, like, you know, Bluetooth or USB or wireless things that you can, you know, wrap around yourself and they vibrate to wake you up so you don't wake up others. I came up with that years ago, and I tried designing it, and I wound up, like, burning my leg and electrocuting myself. It was so screwed. I still have a bit of a scar on my leg, but I won't show it to you. I won't show it to you. These legs, they're insured for like $50. And they're not million-dollar legs like Tina Turner. But I actually insured them for a while for $50. And they were like, how much would that cost? And be like, $50. It's like, okay. So here's the story from Norval Joe, Ninja versus Clown. Let's see if I can do this right.
Hi, this is Philip with my offering for... Weekly Challenge number 132, Ninja versus Clown. My story is titled Ninja versus Clown. Black, the assassin struck in the darkest hour of the night. Red, the mark lay in a pool of his own blood. Black, his clothes to match the night shrouded the assassin's entire body in black, except for his eyes. Red, his hair, soaked in the blood where it pooled around his head, blood red. Black, yellow lights reflected in the assassin's black eyes. Red, shiny patent leather boots, not black, but red, below red and white striped stockings on the lifeless feet. Black, the black blade invisible in the night. Took down the mark. Ronald didn't stand a chance.
There's got to be something wrong in the mix of this thing. Something's weird. Anything sound unusual to you? I don't know. Well, thank you, Norval Joe, and I hope that you're feeling better, but more importantly, that you're feeling funnier. Email. Next up is Anima Zabaleta, and she's out of the country. She's off planet right now. Probably a planet Q, you know. I mean, X-ray is bad, but Q? Don't get me started on Q. Okay. So I'm going to have to read this one as well. So let me just get my game face on. Okay, I'm ready.
The Clown, a Fuchsia 72 Volkswagen, fueled on 95% personality, 5% luck. Push starts were the norm, and there was always room in the back for more kids and dogs. The Clown had the last laugh, leaving me stranded in Atlanta. The Ninja, a 280Z in stealth black with red interior. I was fast, but the Ninja was faster. We would race serpentine mountain roads. It took him 4 hours to free me. The night she tried out kung fu moves on the switchbacks. And now I have Mom, my handicap-converted caravan chaperone. At least I still drive, right?
Thank you, Anima. You can check out her site where hopefully she'll post some holiday photos and that kind of stuff. The link's in the show notes. It's up there. It's up there somewhere. It's in the poll where you can vote for your favorite stories, that kind of thing. Click on the ads that I don't have. I don't bother.
What's the point? Even Google AdWorks, what's the point? What, 95% of those are just, you know, people Google searching for crazy ass shit. They come in and it's like, oh, great, more than stupid Underwood stories crap. And they just leave. What's the point? Somebody actually did record their story this week. But the Planet X-Ray taunts me. Taunts me. Taunts me. I'm not going to fall for it. Here's the story without any invective, without any rancor.
Greetings, Earthlings. Planet X-Ray here to bring you another entry for the 100 word story. Weekly challenge number 132 with the topic that Justin brought us, Clown versus Ninja. I call it The Match. The promoters were calling it Clown versus Ninja, the match that would set the standard of wrestling for years. The clown, Leonard Krapowski, had just finished an unsuccessful low-budget movie and was in the need of a job. Standing at 6'3" and only weighing 125 pounds dripping wet, Leonard was the perfect clown. The ninja, Lo Hung Wang, had just arrived in the country to continue his occupation of lone enforcement. Weighing 200 pounds with quick reflexes, Mr. Wang was the perfect ninja. Now, what the promoters really needed were writers and a good script for the match. Well, thanks for listening, and this is Planet X-Ray. Out.
Out. Thank you, Planet X-Ray. You'll live another week. Lo Hung Wang. Returning to the family of crazy writers, we have Terry T. of Quiet Time Podcast. Did I get that right, man? Anyway, here's Terry and his story. And by the way, Quiet Time Podcast /.story something. I'm going to go take a nap. Listen to Terry's story.
Hidey-ho, good neighbors. It's Terry T. the Old Coot from the Quiet Time Podcast. After retiring from work earlier this year, I finally caught up on my relaxing and back to podcasting. Here's my 100-word story for this week's challenge number 132, Clown versus Ninja. It's called Politicians. Only a few days left until the elections, and in the last couple of weeks, my home phone has been ringing off the hook with messages from both parties. They ask questions like, what's more important to you? Health care? The economy? What they really should be asking is, do you think that people are dumb enough to believe the crap that each of the parties are saying about the other? When it comes down to it, they are politicians after all. And for my money, it's the clown versus ninja. What I ask is, which one is which? Thanks for listening. Make sure you stop by a Quiet Time Podcast. I'm sure Lawrence has a link to it in the show notes.
You know, I think, you know, with the crash of the stock market, I think that a lot of people are going to be getting into podcasting instead of, you know, worrying about their retirement funds. I think that's the avenue people need to go. Thank you, Terry T., and glad to have you back. And there's always room for you until I run out of hard drive space. Then I'm heading to Cuba. As if they have hard drive space there. They barely have food! Next up is Guy David. He does the music for the beginning and the ending and this podcast, but he doesn't do it for the 16th anymore because he's given that up. I like the 16th. It was my way of walking home and looking at all the homeless people in the park thinking, which one's going to jump me? Here's Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, the podcast that is shrouded in blue smoke and strange mist. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, I have for you part 18 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! The plane was crowded with people in Halloween costumes. Chaqueto Chirapa stayed hidden under his cloaking device and watched in horror as a man dressed in a clown costume assaulted a woman dressed up as a ninja. He couldn't hear what they were arguing about from his hiding place, but when the man pulled out a gun, he was sure he wouldn't make it back. Thankfully, the clown was nailed down and arrested by a mean-looking stewardess before the actual takeoff. As the plane took off, Chaqueto Chirapa wondered what his Chirapa were doing back at their underground alcove.
I'm barbecuing Chirapa for dinner tonight. What wine goes with Chirapa? Have I asked that before? I can't remember. I can't freaking remember, man. I can't remember. Thank you, Guy. And there's one more story left, and you know who it's from, so let's not bullshit. Let's just get this stuff going.
They were identical only in appearance. The twins were like night and day for everything else, especially when it came to birthdays. Billy wanted a clown, but Bobby wanted a ninja. "What's that?" their mother asked. "He's quiet and deadly and all dressed in black," said Bobby. "We'll have to ask your father," said Mom. Bobby's heart sank as he watched the clown make balloon animals for Billy. All the kids were laughing and cheering until a flash of steel from the shadows. The clown's head fell from his shoulders. "Happy birthday," whispered a fluttering blur, and it was gone.
Hey kids, that's it for weekly challenge number 132, Clowns vs. Ninjas. I'm so glad that you could take the time to write some stories and record them and send them on in. It just makes Uncle Wizzle Monkeys oh so happy.
Uncle Wizzle Monkeys? Where the fuck did I come up with that? Stinky Wizzle Teats I know is from Ren and Stimpy, but Wizzle Monkeys? Jen, you are fucking with my mind. Let me try this again.
Thank you for sending in your stories, and you can check the show notes at podcastingisfullofcrap.com for all the text and the links to everyone who sent stuff in and forever, and you can vote on your favorites. Oh, that's gonna be so special, figuring out who's gonna go first in the next weekly challenge. Although I don't have any refrigerator magnets, I sure got me some balloon animals.
Actually, I'm thinking about, I've got a design that I came up with. I'm thinking about giving them out as Christmas presents for the people who send in stories for the Christmas game. So get your Christmas stories started. Start working on them. Alright? Anyway. Music for the ending here? Guy David. Okay, well, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.